We live.
Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
Slowed it down.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag we in here all the time. It's light all out. Day. That's right. You're right.
You guys go.
Some slide out.
So recently I had a conversation with someone and we were talking about relationships. She's in a relationship. Actually, I was having a conversation with two different people.
Two different people? Oh. Sorry.
That was a reach.
I'm sorry.
We always gonna reach. Stretch arms strong. Come on, man.
Who's a good defensive player in the NBA?
The glove.
With steals.
Like now?
Overall.
The glove.
Yeah. Gary Payton.
Okay. Yeah, that really felt like you were reaching.
Yeah, but he'd be still in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
but that wasn't it. That wasn't successful.
You should have said a bad defensive player.
Probably. Good job, guys. You know I don't with the sports. Anyway.
Jesus.
So I'm talking to this young lady, and she expressed to me that.
Is she young? We need to stop saying that.
Well,
no disrespect to anybody.
What do you consider young?
Early 20s.
Okay, no, she's not young.
Okay.
She's a lady.
She's a lady.
A grown-ass
She should know better than the comment that's about to come out your mouth.
Should she?
Young lady. So.
Hey, little girl.
My
little
Andrew said that shit.
Yo.
Hey, little girl.
That's some Texas shit for real. Hey, little girl.
Hey, little girl.
Nah, he said, should she?
What should she?
So, we were talking about intimacy and sex and how those things are different. Which is fine. But then she also said that she could have sex with someone that she despised or hated. And I said, hold it.
It's very progressive.
Right. I literally stopped. I was like, wait, no, I'm not engaging with anybody I don't like. And she was like,
"Well, she's like, I ain't say shit about engaging."
And she said, "Yeah, we just fucking."
I say shit about a ring.
And I said, "Really?" She said, "I need it. So if I need it, Jeez. And you're there, and I'm comfortable with having sex with you, I'm gonna have sex with you."
What she look like?
I said, that doesn't matter because
yes, it does. I didn't know she despised me.
I'm gonna tell you why it doesn't matter.
Bitch, I hate you, and I called you a bitch on purpose. On purpose.
The sheer fact. That this isn't the only woman in the last few weeks who has said alluded to that.
What's her name? What's she? I'm throwing a loop.
So stop saying the shit thing.
All these are fairly attractive women.
Okay.
Oh, well,
like how? One to ten.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
Is she cute, pretty, fine, or sexy?
Is she purty?
Yes.
Is she beautiful?
Is she big?
Is she big?
No. Is she curvaceous in a good way though?
Shout out for all the big girls.
Y'all, look, let's not deviate.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
You did it.
Listen. They're attractive women.
If I wasn't in, I'd have been like, yo, hook that up.
They're attractive women.
Okay.
Man, if I wasn't in, I'd have been like, man.
So,
I despise you too.
You know what I'm saying?
What we doing?
Listen.
I hate you.
So, but
I love you, Jody.
Her ex-husband, she was like at the end of their relationship, she hated him. But they would still have sex.
That's different.
Because it's a thin line.
Is it different?
Yeah. You heard the song.
Okay. Let me be clear. If I hate you, I'm not fucking you at all.
Never?
No.
No, that's not. That's not my reality.
So she said the same thing. She was like, you're probably one of the first men that I know who have said something like that. I said, listen.
Oh, no. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean.
I'm going to shut up. I'm going to turn my mic off.
Don't you do it, man.
Don't you flush it.
You said we ain't had no toilet paper. Okay.
Good point.
So I was like, you got to understand. I was like, it's not at that point in time. If I don't like you, to me, that's more of a mental fuck than anything else.
Yeah.
Like that's going to drive my attraction.
No, I agree.
So again, I'm like, I don't know what kind of man you've been engaging with outside of your ex-husband or any man for that matter. For me, though, if I don't like you, and I said, I'm only prefacing it how you said it. You said you hate it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So if I hate you, if I don't like you, there's no way in the fuck I'm sticking my penis in you.
I don't care how hot you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a true statement.
It's like,
if I don't know that you're a piece of shit, I can just fuck you. So I don't got to like you.
Right.
But if I dislike you, I'm not fucking you.
Exactly. That's why I think, man, this kind of caveats, I mean, it kind of segues to something else, but that's why I think, man, so recently, in another conversation with, amongst these couple of different females,
we still need to get Michael Andrew her name though.
I mean, she's a female,
right? So
no, you need to call her all names in the books. She hates
so she despises me. Then, I get this.
You know, maybe you should put her in Dress for Success.
This despise pussy. Dress for Success.
The deluxe version. Can you do a deluxe version for books?
It'd be a video version, and I don't want to see Michael Andrew in a porn.
You don't want to see me doing my adjustment, my video adjustment?
It's good. Running back.
My shit going to the 1970s.
Do you have some sugar that I can borrow? But that also led to another conversation where a young lady was like, and she is a young lady. She was like, man, just be fucking just to be fucking. They can fuck anything. They can fuck anybody. I said, do you really believe that? And she said, yes. I said, so why are you still fucking with men and fucking them? If you believe that.
Because women be fucking to be fucking to be fucking.
Exactly.
They don't fuck anything.
Exactly, that was exactly my point.
But they don't fuck anything. So it's but there's a slight difference. So first of all,
who don't fuck anything?
It's because there's certain, no, I'm saying it's certain men who are vultures, and it's certain women who are fucking carcasses. Like, like that's why it's if you stepping out.
Oh, I know. I've been all types of vultures.
Swooped in.
Oh, God.
Wait, this is
midday.
You said, oh, the pickings, they already put the, well, I can still pick up a little bit of this. Like,
I mean, I've been a four fucker for a minute, yo.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
so you on the light post looking down at the road here.
Sure is hungry.
Yeah.
I mean,
you gotta
like,
eat, nigga.
That's my thing is like, so first and foremost, what have I ever fucked a chick that I despised? That was another thing that I was going to say that was very interesting. Despising somebody and hating somebody are two very different things, but I understand why a lot of people look at them the same. Like, there's a psychological study that says, this dude who's a relationship counselor, he said if they ever look at somebody like with a despising look, they can guarantee that that relationship is not going to work. Like, because having that despising attitude towards a person is like, it's worse than hating. Hating somebody means one of two things.
Two things.
Got to make sure. Go ahead.
Also, I'm
don't you ever do that again.
I'm like, flip flopping like nail salons, like for real, like because I was gonna fuck a chick who I no longer like, but it was after I liked her already. But if I go in on ground zero and don't like them, I'm not gonna fuck you. But if I've liked you at some point in time, and then I stop liking you, which is like her ex-husband.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's probably still.
And it's put a pin in that.
Let's do that
because that is.
But that was my point. Is like when I despise somebody, like it's not even that I just wish them ill will. Like Jesus. I wish them like. But that's why most people don't ever say like I despise you.
Death upon me.
I mean, I'm saying most, not all, but like Tony would say, I despise you because he calls people cunts. But that's
straight up.
Man, almost hit somebody up there up the street
in a European suit, calling the motherfucker a cunt.
She just pulled out and didn't pause. She just pulled out in the street, and I'm coming. And then she's gonna stop. You know, natural instincts to break.
Yeah,
I call her all types of fucking shit. And cunt did come out.
I mean, flam,
cunt, bitch.
Floor.
Yeah, you know, like cunt is going to come out from
yeah, that I felt like that was a little Rick James in his song. Yeah. Cunt, bitch.
Like if I
so again, I feel like Tony would say some shit like, I despise
you, you whore.
You whore.
You're nothing but a whore.
You whore.
You fucking whore.
Yo, I cannot wait till we're out at a really nice dining establishment looking amazing, and Tony says, hey. You're nothing but a whore.
You're nothing but a fucking whore.
You're a fucking whore.
Fucking whore. Give us our check. Give us our check. We already ate.
Yo, as my guy Gunplay would say in the song with Rick Ross, he said...
gotta get a pinky ring.
He said...
I got a pinky ring.
I do got a pinky ring.
Talking shit to a teller, bitch, don't ever lift your head up.
Oh, okay.
Like, you count my money, don't look at me. All right. Count my money.
That nigga on some exactly. Gorilla pimp shit.
Exactly.
She might know what the nigga gators look like, but she ain't gonna know what he look like in the face, nigga.
Just count that money. Like, right, just. There's an extra zero there. You missed it.
I got my book straight, bitch. So I think that. So for me again, there was a chick, when I first got back to Atlanta, like me and her, had known each other for a minute, and we've been going back and forth, and I liked her at a point, and at this point it was just like fuck. When I see this bitch, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of this girl, and I don't like you. We're not in a good space right now. We beefing.
What's it say?
Yeah, you gotta read it.
I'm not reading it. I'm going to the all men page so I can capture this.
Okay. You still gotta read it.
There's nothing there. I didn't get an alert.
Fair enough.
Yeah, y'all niggas trying to get slick now with the phones.
It's no problem. No problem.
So she comes in, we finally are able to link or whatever, and she's like, yo, you know, let's hang out, whatever, whatever. Mm. But everything about how I'm moving with her is aggressive. It's not tender. Like, there's no tenderness there. This is all strictly aggression.
The emotion.
No, it's both. It's
not the app.
Oh, not the app. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said the act.
No.
Because the act was aggressive. Come over here, girl.
Nigga, stranger walk.
Whoa.
Damn. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on now.
Go on, round back.
So she come over to the crib, and we start rapping, whatever. And I'm like, it's, you know, the 2-3 minute talk. And I'm on her. And she's consenting, because I don't want to make, I wasn't rapey. But she's consenting. You gotta let that be known.
Yeah, of course.
And so we fuck, but we fuck on the couch. And so after that, as soon as I bust, I get up and I'm going about my business. I'm like looking for her to leave. And she's like, you fucked me like I was some kind of fucking dog on the couch instead of taking me to a bed. And I was like, well, well, bitch.
You said that. Not me.
You said that, bitch. Not me. And I meant female dog. No, I'm like,
how long was the delay? Like, had you already put your clothes
busted,
on? Right.
Clothes, we immediately started coming on, and everything about my body language said, you can leave.
Did she not know that you ain't like her for real no more?
No, but she was, like, super critical, whatever, like, you know, when we first got back together. So we went and smoked hookah together, and she was like, she doesn't smoke hookah, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I already bought this bitch. I'm smoking, goddammit. And so when I kissed her, because I'm still a kissing nigga, so, like, I kissed her, and she was like, now your breath smells like, your breath is dry, and da-da-da-da.
Fuck you.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm really about to smash the hard body.
Did you already have sex with her before?
No.
And wait, so it was also this is before you fucked her like a dog on the couch?
Yeah.
Great.
but I liked, but see, the thing, circumstances just didn't allow us to, because I was in New York and I was in Texas, like, circumstances just didn't allow us to intermingle like that.
Yeah.
So by the time we were actually physical.
She hurt your nerves, though.
To a point of, like, hatred, and that's why I say it's a thin line, because later on, when we were able to actually talk shit out, because we reconciled, we talked shit out, and we were cool, it was like, damn, I didn't hate you, but I hated you. Like, I didn't hate the person, I hated the act. And so now, like, we not cool again, and it's not, I don't despise her, but, like, what'd I wouldn't do? Fuck her. Nothing. Like, she just, some truths came out, and I was like, oh, okay, so you don't respect me. And since you don't respect me, I don't got no ill will towards you, but I could never fuck you.
So respect is...
Oh, no, I'd fuck her even harder over the couch. Put her face in the motherfucker.
But no,
plastic where she just couldn't breathe.
But that's definitely
a revenge fuck.
But
is it? No, that's just I don't care fuck.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it takes too much. If she came in here and she threw it, all right, if she pitched it, I probably hit.
But you're not about to put in.
But
any
I ain't
type
putting
of
no work.
Agreed.
Right. So it's like, and then when I do it, it's gonna be trash. It ain't no respect. Nah,
it's gonna be good for me.
Yeah, it ain't. I ain't trying to. But I don't care about your pleasure. Like, that's what
I mean.
But that's what it kind of comes down to. Like, and that's my thing is, like, so it's a thin line for me between really, like, I understand that song now. Like, it's a thin line between love and hate, because what's worse than hate to me is somebody who is apathetic. Like, when you really don't give a fuck, like, oh, well, yeah, I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, I'm going to do that. Oh, I don't give a fuck. I can't believe you. I don't give a fuck. Like, you can keep it moving.
So,
like,
I tell people that, man.
That's worse than hate, because at least with hate, you still get an emotional response.
Right here.
There's an emotional response. Yeah. And so,
I don't know. I like to not give a fuck. Like, if I, you know, if I
But that's what I'm saying. That's worse. Yeah. If you, but, and that's, but that's why I keep on saying, like, for us as men, when a woman say, I could fuck a man that I hate. Well, you emotional. As a man, a better question to me would have been, how can you fuck somebody you don't care about? Like, you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Because that's more relatable to us. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is, like, that's why a nigga will fuck a four.
Yeah,
a fuck a
we
three.
Don't care.
We don't give a fuck. Like, yo, it's pussy.
Right. But I think
this is about me. Not
it's mutual masturbation. I think that at some point.
It is. That
definitely is, because you don't really give a fuck. You just getting off.
That's not mutual.
It's singular masturbation. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
With the living sex doll.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wild.
But that's true.
Because when you're younger, like we talked about a few shows back, like, you just try and get it in. Like, literally, figuratively and literally, right? So, you know.
Like that double entendre right there.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Are we using that right?
Double entendre?
Yeah,
is that
we are.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
You know, Tony's checking. Tony's fucking checking. Yeah. Like, that's why the other day he was like, no, that's triple.
Yeah, and there's no such thing as a triple.
You'd be like, that's wrong.
It's
tone.
Well, let me rephrase. It wasn't when Jay-Z used it.
Oh, okay.
He just used the play on words.
Got it. So, but even in those spaces where you be engaging with women and they may not be as attractive as you would like them to be, you really are in the mind state that I'm just trying to get this nut. It's not about hate. It's not about love. It's about emotion. But it like, for you, it's conquer. Like,
Michael Andrew shaking his head. What's up?
No, it ain't, nigga.
I'm telling you.
It ain't about, my nigga, it's about primal drive. It ain't no emotion. My nigga, it's been some chicks to this day. If you ever hear me deny, even for the listener, I probably fucked that bitch. Like, nigga, I don't even know who that is. I ain't never touched that bitch. I never fucked that bitch. Please believe me.
There's a picture of us right here.
Right.
In your
please
house,
believe me.
He pulled it back to the future. That's not me. I'm not there. There's no one there.
Like, you can't see me.
You see someone there?
Invisible. Like, right. Right. So
I'm standing behind this microphone.
Right.
You can't see me.
You can't see
right.
me. So I'm saying, like, and if you act like I know I'm not the only one, especially, and this has not happened as an adult, but in my youth, I remember this chick came over, she was fine as hell, but her pussy stank. Like,
we got it probably.
But
as Houston? An adult, you know how to handle that now.
Houston?
Yes, but
you probably weren't still fucking.
But at 20.
Wait, was it stinky, like sweaty stinky? Or was
nah,
stinky
it
like
was
bacteria?
Like bacteria.
Odor.
Bacteria.
Like,
hey, sweetheart, we can't do this tonight.
Now.
I'm turned off.
As a grown man.
Are you saying that?
As an adult, yeah, yes.
As a grown man, yes. But that's what I'm saying. At 20.
Yeah.
And for these people who
I'm not
who are
I'm
either not
fucking.
That's very honest. Thank you for your honesty.
still fucking.
So
I need you to take a shower. I've turned women away from bad
you remember that candy, the dipstick candy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where it comes with that little white stick and the little pouch of powder. This nigga said, I'm throwing the stick out. You can have this candy.
Sorry, Michael Andrew. Keep going before I jump in here.
You did the same thing. You did the same thing like I did. I'm like, man, but she fine. Like, so it ain't even emotional. It wasn't ego. It was primal. Like, y'all I got something that I can stick my dick in.
Mm-hmm.
It stink. So I'm fucking literally turning my head to the side, like, so that I can't.
You sure she wasn't sweaty, man?
No, it was bacterial because of, like, the it smelled like it smelled
it's definitely
like
a different odor.
I've been around a lot,
but it smelled like rancid. It was rancid. That's the
oh wow.
I've smelled it when I because she had an infection.
Oh man,
like she had an infection, and so
she was fucking everybody.
No.
Before you women start calling niggas dirty dick niggas, y'all really probably should get one of those expiration marks on your inner thigh.
See, it wasn't even just that.
Like spilled milk.
For her, it was a bad birth control. I think she was having a. Okay. And again, that's why I said, like, with women, it's, you may not even be having sex, but your pH, like, so again, we saying that in jest, but like, anywho. So what happened? But I still fucked. It was one other chick. She was big than like, you remember Jabba the Hutt in fucking Star. That's how, when I pulled up to her crib, into her house, right? She's in a room, like up against the corner.
Wait a minute.
I'm being super extreme here, but like she just her the way that she sat, it was just kind of like, ugh. And I fucked, and I was like, why? And the whole time I'm like, yo, why are you fucking her? Like, the fuck are you doing, nigga? Like,
it's your conscience is on your shoulder. Like,
I'm your conscience.
Why are you doing this?
No, your conscience.
I'm
your conscience.
Your dick's still hard.
You just pull out.
You're stupid.
And it like, so I didn't even know. That's what happened. You fucking, you go limp, and you just put, like, I just pulled out and just walked out. Like, I didn't bust. I didn't, like.
Don't nobody move, okay? Just put the pussy in the bag. Like, and don't nobody get hurt.
And just walked out. Called the girl again.
Did you have a bandana over your face as well?
I wish I would have.
Billy the Kid?
Because I came across her again on social media after that and was like, fuck, oh, please don't say anything.
You
should
have commented with the little pistols.
Bah, bah, bah. So I'm saying, like, and again, all that shit happened, though, like, in my early in my early 20s. I don't give a fuck. I was young, all right? I was a monster.
Bro, don't worry about it.
But every nigga, I feel like 90% of niggas.
Is that the fuck you talking about?
I feel like every nigga has, every nigga, even niggas who get mad pussy, like, will be like, yo, it's a few. Nigga. It's a few.
Now
so that's what I'm saying.
Some of my girls. What you talking about?
I made some bad girl choices. All right. Well, listen, if it's consistent, pussy. Don't say, well, at least I can get it again if I need it.
I mean.
I
shouldn't have called some of those chicks my girls. Based on my ability, what I could have done.
Yeah.
I should have only been fucking like nines and dimes.
And that's the thing that I tell too. I tell dudes too, because you see, as we get older, nines and dimes be fucking fives and sevens. They just pretty. Like,
what?
You can see it's been as we've got older, my nigga. Like, we can be out at some of the spots that we frequent. Mm-hmm. We see a bad chick,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then she talking. You like, oh, this bitch dumb
stupid,
as hell.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. So she a 10.
Okay. Yes,
physically, but not really.
Like, I would never call you my girl.
But
and
I can't give you two different scores.
That drops
definitely,
your number.
Definitely, because right? That's when, like, this chick back in high school, baddest chick. Honestly, probably the baddest chick in school. And we grew up in elementary. She was a great, but she had said something that I was like, oh, you stupid. Like, she's not, she's book smart. But
right.
Like, you corny.
Right. So you.
After that, I was like.
The common sense is out the window.
No. She wasn't even, she was just, she.
Ditzy.
She dumbed herself down. I was just like, yo, you corny, yo. Why you being like these other knuckleheads?
Oh, okay, gotcha,
like,
gotcha.
You know, she was just like, oh. I can't fuck with you, Tony, because you'll go around and say something to somebody. I'm like, I don't talk to anybody in this motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
Your last nigga told me about y'all.
So is that what you're...
Right, that's what you're referring
to. You're comparing me to this cornball.
That you fucked with.
That you fuck with.
Long
already.
Term, the long way.
Already. And I'm like, you stupid. I still want to fuck, but...
You stupid.
But again, but that's what I'm saying. As
that
we
might
get
be
older...
The name of the show. You stupid.
But that's what happens, though. Like, as you get older, you start. And again, some niggas just remain vultures. It's some niggas who know, listen, I am not the most physically attractive. I'm making no efforts or inroads to be any more attractive, whether it's buff or going to get some veneers, whatever, like, to make myself. Like, I don't give a fuck. And I will fuck anything moving. Like, and I remember reading this book about, like, dating. And somebody was like, listen, you should have a team until you are confident enough to, and have that one motherfucker who's the vulture, because he's going to get the chick who is not the prettiest, but is probably driving. She probably drove. Come on, girl.
You got
we leaving.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Going back to the question or the comment.
So, to me, I really just want to know, is that the possibility of engaging with someone that you dislike strongly.
Yes,
I'm teeter-tottering. Like, if I could, it's been women who've turned me off, and that's tough to do.
Can you do that again?
Yes, I'm going to do it again. Just for, do it for
just
the gram.
Just do it for the gram. Take it back. Do it for the gram.
I've been with, you know, I'm teeter-tottering. As I said, I'd do again. That's how I'm doing it.
Check out
the All Man podcast.
So you can see the teeter totter.
Yeah, teeter totter. I've been with women who turned me off. And one time I liked you, and then I was just like, "Yo, you are so bad." All right, here's the level when you're going down. You got, I want to get my dick wet. You know, Michael Andrew. You know, then it's kind of like, I want to get my dick wet, but you are disgusting in some way. No disrespect to you, just,
right?
It's just not your fault. Whether it's a respect. Whether it's not a your bad, fault, I know.
Control, how you say that, or respectfully,
or you're
disgusting.
Yeah, or
it's not your
physical
fault. Can you
appearance?
Move your leg to the right?
Just and then a it's, bit. And then it's like a whore, and a whore is fine because you're a businesswoman.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about a hoe.
Yeah,
like a hoe. Okay, everybody, I don't really want to marry you because you're a hoe. Then you have jump off.
Okay,
a jump off is the most disrespectful thing. It's like spitting in somebody's face to me. It's
context.
It is somebody that I do not respect.
But you'll like, fuck them.
Almost, yeah. I can fuck you. That's the right. whole purpose. I'm calling you because I have no respect. It is me fuck. It is Michael Andrew fucking the chick on the couch. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I was about to say me fucking the chick on the couch, yeah. but I want people to reference.
And stop pointing
that.
At my shit.
Stop pointing at my shit.
Start like listening to shows like, so who was you fucking on Michael Andrew?
Yeah, right. That's not what I meant. That's not what I was saying.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say that.
I was referencing something, that, but I was putting myself in a situation. But that would be the equivalent of me fucking, you know, a chick on the couch and not giving a fuck like Michael Andrew.
Oh, scenario. Definitely it would be like if you're in a space. And, you know, it'd be like, to your, the comparison earlier, it'd be those few chicks who together, they out for the night, they're having girls' night. And it's one of them who kind of, she kind of dope, but you kind of like, eh. And then she flash on you. She'd be like, oh, I wasn't even checking for you anyway, blah, blah, blah. Or you could just be saying, oh, you got a nice dress on, or blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, I know, blah, blah, blah. To me, I'd be like, oh, you're a jump off. Because now you don't have the decency to accept a compliment. Yeah. And then you rah-rah, I'm going to fuck you.
That now a jump off is
Wayne is savage.
No, but I agree with that. I almost agree with that. A jump off is somebody you know
is fucking.
It's like you like, you know.
A jump off would have said, a jump off to Tone's point would have said when you said nice dress, she would have said some shit like it looks better off.
No. No, a jump off of somebody you don't respect is what you did to that girl on that couch.
No, but I'm saying how
wow,
she presents herself is like, yo, it again, everybody in, I would have said that, and I would have said that to any nigga in here.
No, that's just a hoe. I think if we had to put something better in scenario, Wayne's would be the closest.
To a hoe?
Yeah, I want to say some names on this show.
Jesus.
But I
like
can't.
Celebrity names?
No, some jump off.
That we're not know?
That, say I, names. That I would consider a jump off.
Do we
off.
Know?
You don't know or he does.
Oh, Jesus.
Why would you say that?
Now
I'm implicated
that's
now.
Right. He didn't say the name.
That's a jump.
Now no, say the like, name.
No, don't say the name. don't say the name.
Now say the name.
See, this is why you can't be the Cody.
No,
we be in court. Fucked up.
Yeah.
Nah, that nigga saying Ralph, man.
Right. Nigga, you
Ralph.
Wasn't in the car, but y'all was on the way to pick me up.
Machio was with him doing the Karate Kid,
whoa.
Crane Kid.
Oh, that's shit.
And the
nigga,
jury department. Now,
right.
That's all
and
I
the
saw.
Nigga,
man.
Mr. Miyagi is really
you
the
know
plug.
What I'm saying? That nigga, yo, I'm telling you, man, this is the address right here. I wrote it down.
I'm Picasso 6ix9ine in it.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Who am I really supposed to be loyal to? If you gonna fuck my baby mamas
that
and then take my money,
that's different. But that's different. If you fuck me over, like, oh, no holds barred.
I'm surprised that nigga spot. Anywho,
so anyway, so yeah, that's like a you know, that's a you down here.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I don't fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't care. Like you said, you know, just,
jump
I,
off
I,
Judy.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna just bust off, and I'm like, yo, I'm just mush you to the side, and you're gonna feel dirty. I'm like, no, I don't care. And yes, you know what? Aside from the bestiality comment, you are a dog to me. So get the fuck out.
Dog
straight
out.
You know what I mean? So, however.
So how you feel. I mean.
And then you got the motherfuckers that you don't like.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't fuck at all.
Yeah.
Which.
Even though they're attractive.
They have some attractive part. Like, I can find something attractive in you. Whether it's your personality or the fact that, you know, like we all said. She got titties. Yeah, they hang to the floor, but she got titties. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is.
We just try.
In the nude.
I've done it. I've done something. I've done some shit that I've just been like,
Like Michael Andrew said. You know, I just walked out.
I'm pulling out.
You know what I'm saying?
Eject.
Like, it's been times where and I've done it multiple times. So I'm just saying, it's possible.
Yeah.
However, whether we were cool, you got a good personality. That's fine. And then if I hate you, which is, the first one I named, I don't like you. And you used to be super hot to me.
Yeah.
But because I don't like you, I won't even fuck you.
Yeah.
And you're still halfway decent from the last thing I saw you. Like, you're still an attractive woman. Yeah. I just wouldn't fuck you.
I pose the question because there is a consensus about how women view men in those arenas when it comes to physical engagement. And what bothers me the most is like, women always just be like, oh, men are dogs. They'll fuck anything. They just be fucking anything with their legs open, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if you can't possibly believe that.
I think that a lot of women get their information from other women and men who don't say anything. And what that means is it's not enough of us that will have
speaking
up and saying, listen, we got to be mentally aroused.
Yeah.
And I've told a lot of women this. Like, listen, if I'm not, like, I've gotten past that stage of being in my teens and 20s where I just want to fuck.
Right.
And now it's like, yo, can you stimulate the mind? Because it comes from this, similar from my understanding of what women are saying. Yeah, it's like, yo, I need to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
Not just.
But Tony, you also, so you're an elevated man and you're a thinker. I would play devil's advocate here. I'm not saying necessarily that I disagree with you. But I think that women also forget that men go through processes. So
I don't think a lot of people know that, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So I agree.
So at 20, like I've told, somebody, a comedian said this. He was like, yo, at 13, 14, 15, these motherfuckers are not human. They're little monsters. Like,
agree.
They're monsters. They don't know fucking.
Their hormones are all over the fucking place.
So they're monsters. They're not thinking. There's very little that's human about it. It's outside of them eating, shitting. And fucking sleeping.
Straight biology, running life.
Right?
Man.
In a matter of months where your voice changes, you wake up to semen in your clothes, you're having growing pains.
Your dick is getting hard for no absolute
For no reason. Reason. For no reason. I'm brushing my teeth.
I don't recall those. I don't recall that. I recall my dick being hard just all the time.
Oh, like, it wasn't any other. When is my dick? Does this ever go down?
It's like a wait.
Like, if my dick went down, it's
like an EQ knob.
Like, the shit is always
hard. It's just levels of hardness. Like, it's at 10 right now.
Right.
It's at 12.
My shit was always 8 and fucking above. Like,
wait, nigga. You be talking to a chick like, so what volume you want?
Okay. Listen. But I'm trying, and again, be like, yo, I'm trying to turn it down. Like, I'm not trying to do this.
That's the thing. I don't think I was trying.
Yeah, no, but again,
but,
most.
Yeah, but I feel what you're
right,
saying.
Right, most
it was
dudes.
No
right,
cognitive.
So then, monster. Then you are you a fucking little monster. And so then, exactly,
bro.
Without the moon, gremlins. Oh my God, Goonies.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, right. So
no feeding after midnight.
Right.
Fuck no.
So it was like, so you have that. Then in 20, like from 18 to 26, 27, you actually have the freedom without having to worry about like running out the house or like running, hiding a girl or hide. Like happened to me several times. Like we had to get hidden.
I got caught under the bed, bro.
Oh, you got caught?
Under the bed?
Yeah, I was asleep. It was early in the morning.
Wait a minute. So you had been there.
Did the mom wake you up? Or was it the dad?
Mom.
Oh.
I think I'd have got choked out the dad. But
the mom, what did the mom say? Okay, it's time for you to go.
No, she didn't wake me up. She just looked at the door. I was still asleep.
That nigga snoring out.
I was snoring.
Shut the fuck is that under the bed?
Wait a minute.
This nigga got a monster under the bed.
You know, for sure, my mom was like, listen, I'm not feeding nobody no breakfast. Yeah, sleeping in no goddamn bed.
Yo, if she would have left breakfast by the bed, that would have been hilarious.
We were still in high school, bro.
If she would have left breakfast, like, on the floor by the bed, like.
She would have been funny, dude.
Is this strawberry jam?
To your mom.
Nigga been looking around.
Yo.
Who the fuck?
Hey, like, passing my drawers up there.
For 26, 27 on.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying from then on.
I'm sorry.
And they had to wipe. Nah, be like, shit got.
Wow.
But.
Oh, shit.
But like, again. It's,
what lies beneath.
That's what the name of the show should be. What lies beneath. But
this
like.
This nigga.
Baby. I know. I hope you fucked her good because.
My oldest son, that's his mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Shout outs to
okay, all right.
Shout outs to the longevity.
Yeah.
But
nah, that's a bad story. Oh. That's one of those I would not fuck.
Really? Okay.
I don't like you.
Well, it's still you still got your son.
I don't like
that's
you.
That's a bad story too.
Okay, never mind. We'll talk about that off. Yeah. But in that space, once we get to like 20, because again, even at 20, I was back home at 23, 24 with my. With my, you know, parentals. Mm-hmm. And again, there still was this feeling of independence. So much so that I fucked a chick in my house. She was asleep in the living room.
Mine like was we,
the chick I fucked was, we fell asleep in the living room after I was like, we was both tipsy as fuck. We came in, we fucked. I never forget it, Gigi. Me and this chick named Gigi was, Gigi ain't never listened to All Man Podcast. She probably locked up somewhere.
Oh, that's colorful. Right.
I fuck with Gigi, though. She was a great person.
Yo, mama here.
But she was about that life, so I got to
she was definitely one of them chicks who was like, yo, mama here.
Yo, mama here.
Right. Like, nah, she would have been like, I mean, she would, yo, mama here, we got to be quiet then. Don't be fucking me hard, though. Like, we got to be quiet.
Don't fucking
like,
me hard.
Gigi was about that.
About it, right?
Yeah.
And so we
I bet you ain't even take the panties off. You just pulled them to the side.
Oh no, she definitely got butt booty ass naked
in the living room.
In the living room, right? Because she was about that.
At
like,
your mama house.
So she in my grandmama house actually, because I was with my grandma. So she half naked on the bed. I woke up to a sheet and a titty. She covering half of the body and then the titty and the leg out. Right. I wake up, it's a Saturday morning, because I remember I had to go get my hair cut. It was like 9. I was like, fuck, I got to get you the fuck up and out of here, because my grandmother should have been up and in here to do her morning devotions, right? Right? You know, she was reading the Bible.
Lord
and
have
so,
mercy.
Lord.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
So, I think I get out, go get my hair cut, come in, give my grandmother a kiss on the cheek. I'd already brushed my teeth, because I know you kiss your grandmother with that.
You were a nigga.
I never brushed my teeth.
I thought that was a dirt
bag. Wait, for Tony to say that? For Tony to say that? Like,
grandma, nigger. Come here.
No, look, but she gave me the look. She gave me the, so Tony just gave me the side eye look. That he knew the grandma. She said, listen, come here and talk to me real quick. Hey, I was like, fuck.
Hey, little young nigga, let me write to you.
Whoa. She said, I don't be fucking in this house. So if I'm not fucking in this house and it's my house, you for damn sure not fucking in my house.
This is what
now,
your grandma said?
That's my grandmother said.
Oh, she kept it 1,000.
Now, she put the Bible to the side.
Right.
Hey, hold on. Let me talk
to
you.
The devotion was sitting right there. She just took her hand off the Bible. And then put
here,
it right back on.
Look here, little motherfucker.
little motherfucker.
Fuck you, little punk ass.
Well, fuck you.
Ain't nobody getting no cutty if I ain't getting no cutty.
Talking about you got some cutty.
Right.
Name that movie. But again, at 25, it was hard because she was like, again, I was living with my grandmother. I was in school, and she was like, if you can't respect my rules, you can get out. Now, the first thing that I thought was, oh, then I need to get the fuck out. Like, I'm grown. Like, and then, you know, logic clicked in.
Right,
said,
your 24-year-old self, well, fuck it then, I'm going to leave.
With no money.
I can't leave. No,
I mean, I had money. I had money and I had a job, but it was just like, that's stupid. You're not paying any rent here. Like,
why
my nigga, chill.
Just
like,
be a better sneaker. Just,
and you know, and you know what I did? Yo, you gotta get the fuck out. Like, right. Look, you cannot stay here.
You can't be here.
We cannot risk.
My grandma
crazy.
I can't be fucking no scab
or when she was going on, she used to do them. She used to do these weekly trips in the summer.
Oh, you know it's happening,
nigga.
Oh, you can spend the night, baby.
It's going down.
Nah, that's when you really
want some Kool Aid.
You know what I'm saying?
That's when you really used to be like, nah, I think she might be back tonight. So,
oh, that's when you
like, oh, you play. That's every night, though.
No, she's spending the night. Cause Tone,
I was trying to fuck
didn't stop 3 in the morning, fucking until Never, nigga.
Never. Until never, nah, you never.
Woke
nigga.
Up from under the bed and said, bend over.
Oh, yeah, I still smash.
You're right.
In trouble or not? I mean, we already in trouble. Might as
we
well.
Already in trouble. Your mama.
She ain't pulled out the gun yet.
Under the bed.
As long as she ain't pulled out the gun.
Right. Yeah, hey.
But that's what I'm saying. So like, it's not till to me until 30 that you run into a space where you like, all right, let me see the type of quality chicks that I'm actually trying to bag. Because again, if I don't want you to stay the night, then I at this age I probably don't want to fuck you.
I most certainly had a instance where I had to jump out of a window.
At 30?
No.
I was about to say, yeah.
When I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I
came in through the window, walked out the front door.
That's some retarded shit.
Well,
parents are gone by that time?
Nah, what happened was with that situation, the alarm, somehow they had set the alarm, but like I could still get in through these were those old school alarms. So it was like an alarm on the door. But not on the full, not a full security alarm type situation. Okay. So I come through the window, and then she was like, it was like 5 or 6. She was
nigga,
like,
you sound
well,
like Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible.
But she was like, look, I can just walk you out. She was like, I can just walk you out the front because now it's like 6. My daddy get up at 7. And I'm just going to tell him I had to go get somebody out of the car. But if it was like 1... She'd have been like,
makes sense. She's so smart though. I mean, nigga, she's
nigga. But that's what I be telling. That's what I be trying to tell a lot of dudes. Like, you be thinking,
put you on game.
You be thinking like you smart.
You think you?
No, nigga.
Oh no, I'm super smart, man.
No, I'm saying, but like she orchestrated this whole situation. She had the map out. She has done this shit before, my nigga.
So you wanna scale that third brick? Wait, how do you know, bitch?
The third brick.
Don't worry about
the fourth.
Don't that fourth one's gonna fuck you up.
James told me.
Right.
It's James.
That fourth one's gonna fuck you up. Yeah. But
right. You trying to fuck a what?
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I mean?
I'm on my way.
All right, man. I'm on my way. Calm down. Calm down. But, the whole time you fucking right. Say, how the fuck she know the third break?
But also, like, motherfuckers used to, again, I told you, it was a daddy. This chick I wasn't even really fucking with her, but like, I go over to her house, her dad was leaving out. I see him. I'm, you know, nice polo, khakis and shit. She, hey, how you doing, man? I'm like, my name is Ricky. How old are you, little nigga?
I ain't ask you that, nigga.
Right? So he's like,
I punched the shit out of there.
So, but no, this nigga walked me in, and he's a big nigga. I'm talking about 6'6". Probably a strong 260, but solid. Not
nigga, that's a linebacker.
I'd have thrown you through the front door, and you wouldn't land till you hit the back door.
Right? So
and he could do it.
I'm shook. I'm shook. This nigga leaves me with his daughter. I'm like 19. I'm like, nigga, does this nigga know what he's doing?
This nigga said, play with it.
He said, no. He said, yo, I'll be back in like 3 hours. Nigga, and you giving me a timeline?
He lied.
He's a liar.
I ain't
20 minutes
I
in. Right.
How the fuck is I could have got it twice in, even if he circled the block.
Look.
That's how
look,
like, baby.
We're gonna fuck standing up close to the door. So if we hear your daddy, we're gonna just.
I didn't even fuck though. Like
yeah, of course you did.
Yeah. I don't
and
know
she
if
was
I
like yeah, but she was like, nah, he for real, he gotta go to work or something like that.
Good for
like,
him.
Bitch.
Right.
Let's applaud this man. Fine, yeah, fine. Man. Upstanding gentleman.
For taking care of his family. Yo, I'm gonna holler at you. Now trust. I definitely did. We definitely did get her naked. The kissing.
But you didn't smash.
But then I told you I wasn't having sex I was 19, so yeah. I wasn't having sex.
I mean, because you would have found your way into hell that day.
That day,
he came back.
He was shooting.
He killed you. And then you would have been hell.
I would have been hell.
This particular,
with AIDS, shooting got pregnant.
This particular experience, she was so G with it. She had a bathroom in her room. And, like, we in the midst of, like, getting it going. And we taking clothes off, and she goes in the bathroom, cut the water on. And I was like, we about to. She was like, nah, if somebody come, I could just be like, I'm in the shower.
That's gangster.
Nigga, who is James? like,
who the fuck is James?
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe the show should be called Who is James?
But now that you old, though, you be like, if that shit would ever happen, you'd be like, who is James?
Yeah, right.
James.
Because I need to thank that nigga.
Easy talk. Shit.
No, I'm not like that. I don't want to know your past sexual exploits. I don't want to know your history. I don't want that shit in my mind when I'm trying to fuck you.
What bothers you about
stop
it?
You? You said what?
I said, number one, it's going to stop you. And number two,
yes,
why
it has.
It
don't
has?
Hit me with, don't hit me with the Professor X.
It definitely made my dick go soft. Like, you know, when you fucking trying to jerk off, you get a phone call, and ain't no hot chick, and you like, oh, this your homie? Don't call me, man. I'm trying to jerk off.
That's when you throw the phone.
Not if you're using it. My dude's call. You trying to
fuck?
Fuck, dick goes off. Like, so if you slip in, you thinking of another nigga. That's not some shit I'd be wanting to think about.
And then you sidebar when you answer the phone, you be like, what?
Shit, you answer. I right don't. I definitely decline.
That you need.
I definitely decline. She can get that call in 10 minutes after I get my mind right.
I can't.
Because I ain't going to finish,
gross.
But now I'm mad. Like,
yeah, I'm mad. That's
I need
gross.
To...
the fuck no, you calling
hello.
Me?
They
be like, hey, how you doing? I'm fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Is hello? There something that you needed?
Nah, baby, I'm just calling to check on you. Fuck me. I'm hard, all right? I was hard.
Mad
I'm having
as
a hard
fuck.
Time. I'm having
Listen,
a hard time.
Everybody, yo, seriously, that's exactly what it is. If you right. call the guy and he answers the phone like that and he had no other reason to answer the phone right. like that, he was trying to get his nut off.
Right.
And y'all, you interrupted.
Oh, speaking of which, hopefully we got time. I'm going to make time. We got a good time. Yo, so check it. I know this is off subject, but y'all made me think of something.
Hard left.
Not even hard. Like a little spur.
A little curve.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Just a little.
Wait.
Rerouting.
Rerouting. All right. So, when you're in a relationship, do you think it's okay to masturbate?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What if your girl says no?
If your girl says no,
yeah.
Is she sucking and fucking me off?
Only masturbating to her. Like, yeah, she'll suck and fuck you. But like,
is she sending me? I can masturbate as long as it's to her.
Yeah.
Is she sending me nudes?
Yeah.
I can compromise there.
Do you not think it's extreme?
It might be a little extreme, but I can compromise.
It's my body.
I can compromise.
I will oblige but it's my body.
But she's going to have to get into some wild shit, though. Like,
no. Where you going? I didn't think about that.
She's going to have to get into some wild.
Y'all should listen to the show, man. Y'all should listen to the show.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Featuring Ebony, who kind of touched on that, but I was too tired. Yeah. We don't record late. I would have come back over time like, hang on, Jack.
Right. But
I may be into some old kink ass shit. So
you still about that?
You listen, know what I'm saying?
I need some webcam like wax, roll the dice.
You know those McMuffins that you bought them the other day. I need you to take them out the package for me.
With your pussy lips.
Without you.
We'll talk about semantics in a moment. Just be ready.
I need you to take them out with your pussy lips. She's like, what the right. fuck?
Hey, yeah, man. I need... So
English muffin. English. Yeah.
So wait, so... So you don't think that, like...
It's extreme. No, it's 100% extreme, but... Again, if you are going to do... Look, it can't just be you sending me a nude, my nigga. Like, that ain't cutting it. I need some shit. Yes.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's a fair statement.
I think that's reason. Fair. Because, you know, love is. Love
nah,
is.
I thought it was kind of extreme. Now, I don't.
Or would she watch porn with you?
I mean, if that's your thing. I guess the argument was when you're in a relationship, you don't, you know, you
think
don't
about other chicks.
You don't look at other chicks.
That's a lie.
You're not supposed to.
That's
what do you mean you're not supposed to?
I'm going to see other chicks. I'm not going to fuck with other chicks, and I'm not dating other chicks, but I'm going to look.
Now, you shouldn't be, like, if you're out with your girl, like...
I should only have eyes for you?
Yeah.
No, we need to
have a... Look.
Fuck out of here.
Other people agree with her. I was like, really?
Fuck out of here. Now, mind you, I can look without ogling. Like,
that's what I said. Yeah,
right.
That's what I said.
Like
you don't,
yo, I'm not blind.
Or I might even tap my, you know what I mean? Hey, you see her?
Well, yeah, depending on the chick.
Don't do that either. That's a no-no.
Why?
Like, too many people were like, no, you don't do that.
It depends on the chick, because I've had many chicks who tap me.
Yeah, I had girls that be like, yo, she cute.
You
she be like, oh, she
did
is
you
super
see,
pretty. Yeah.
Did you see her ass?
Did you like, see? Right. And some motherfuckers like, yo.
So it's okay for, you know how women get in their bag when they be like, oh, look at this.
That's what I was saying. I was
from
like,
the movie or blah, blah, blah. He's so fine. Blah. And you be looking like, my nigga, you don't want me to jack off? But you're ogling this nigga on the TV.
You just straight.
Well, then they're the response usually this is trash response, but is, oh, but he's a celebrity. I said, okay, so is she. She just happens to be a porn star.
Let me tell you something.
Or I just saw her on the street and she looked like a celebrity.
This is some real shit. And Tony and I had a conversation a few years ago talking about accessibility. If you're in range,
yeah.
At this point in my life, there's no one that cannot be touched.
Yep.
If you are in my range.
Coming into range.
No bullshit.
And I'm not saying that to say that.
You cocky or anything.
Right. Or that I'm alluding that, like, if that circumstance is
right.
It's just the sheer fact, like, my confidence level as a man of who I am.
Yeah. You set up some shit. You put me in the right. Yeah. I can get it.
So I understand when they say, I don't understand when they say, oh, that, well, that person isn't accessible, blah, blah, blah.
I don't believe
people
that.
People are holes. You understand what I'm saying? Got to understand, like, if you're in a room with someone, you can't determine if someone is or is not attracted to you.
Right.
Well, not
so,
only that.
And this is Atlanta, so if you're looking at them on the screen, like, nigga.
Nigga, you all can go to Busy Bee and run into somebody.
All the fucking niggas, you know what I'm saying? You just staring at and oohing and eyeing over this Tyler Perry movie. You do know where this motherfucker shoots, right?
Yeah. And it's
lotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, half the motherfuckers you see.
It doesn't make any sense.
But that's the thing is they I think that there's an unrealistic
argument, like you said, man.
Yeah, I think it's an unrealistic expectation for me to, again, and this is why I say I can find somebody attractive and not be attracted. And it goes back to what we were just talking about earlier. She could have been a dime till she opened her fucking mouth. And I'm like, and then I'd be, you ain't fucking her mouth. Well, you might be.
Right.
You might be.
Now she can't talk.
But if I'm in a relationship,
that's different.
But the other side of that is even if you're not around, right? And this young lady comes and talks to me, I'm like, yo, she bad. I'm like, yo, that's when I've heard niggas say, like, yo, man, I'm so glad I'm with my baby. Like, she is, because this chick is dumb as fuck. Like, and my dumb ass would have probably fucked her and would have been mad at myself.
All right,
so scenario is you got a girl, but you out. We all hanging out.
Yeah.
And chick coming on to you, like, do you not stare at her? Do you not flirt with her because you got a girl? Like, I I think you can flirt, but just...
You always need to know where your edge is and stay 2 feet away.
Even if you say I got a girl.
Oh, that might be
the super
engager.
That's this nigga.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm married.
I'm married.
And they'd be like, oh really?
Oh.
Where's your wife at? She's at home. Oh really?
She let you come out by yourself?
You see,
what is that question?
That was an innuendo.
That's to see if you want to draw something.
And you missed the bigger question. See, she lets you come when you're out.
But in addition to that, that's just as corny. It's just as corny as when niggas be like, "So your man let you have friends?"
Yeah, that is corny.
So I'd be like,
"But that wasn't my corny one though. My corny one is, are you happy?"
I hate both of those.
You hate that?
So, can you have friends when I was super young? Are you happy? Was dirtbag tone was like,
but are you
I don't
happy?
Give a fuck.
I don't care. Are you happy?
So, what do you do for dick, though?
Is he dicking you down, though? Right.
So, are you happy, though? I mean, if you are, that's fine. But if
are
not,
you happy, though?
Yo, low-key, you'd be surprised how much that works.
Not me.
Does it?
I'm not. Yes.
Yes, nigga. I told you, I met a chick. She was dumb bad. And she hit me with that dumb shit. She told me, yo, I had a boyfriend, one of my closest friends at the time, he's still my man's, was like, yo, man, I just got such and such number. And I was like, nigga, I just hollered at. So I see her the next week, and I'm like, yo, what up? She was like, you couldn't tell I wasn't happy. I said, bitch, what the?
You couldn't tell I wasn't happy.
So to all those people who listened to Talk Your Shit episode and thought it was okay to say that people shouldn't masturbate while in a relationship.
That sounds ridiculous.
It sounds, you know what I mean? I'm with you, so don't trip.
Yeah, like.
But that wasn't that really.
I don't want you to take showers in the morning.
to be off. To be fair, we were talking about my old pictures that I had in my phone of exes.
Oh, which again, okay, got it.
I did listen. Okay. I didn't get all the way through, but I got through.
I listened to that part, but it still has no correlation with me masturbating.
And it didn't make. But for me again, I personally tend to delete old joints.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for me.
Yeah.
Right. As well, I understood her reasoning. But it wasn't logical.
Okay.
Like, for me. For me, it was like, yo, I may even fantasize about the times we had sex. But I'm not putting emotion to it. I'm not putting love into that.
Right.
Into
right.
that stroke. I'm just be like, yo, I remember what she used to grab.
That is definitely the doing drugs commercial. You in the bedroom doing your do, and your significant other walks in. He'd be like, what the fuck are you? I got it from watching you. Literally. I got it from watching
but
you.
But I get it. It's like, so, because again, I've asked, when we've dug a little bit deeper, like, women's like, well, a woman's usually like, well, does that mean that I'm not satisfying you? Does that mean that I'm not good enough? I'm like, nah. And she'll say, like, or people I've talked to have been like, but that's how I end up feeling. All right, cool. I don't want to hurt you. So if it's that, if it's making you feel like that, number one, I can never tell you about your feelings. But number two, I'm also like, it ain't worth all that if that's the case. But
right.
you need to replace these news, goddammit.
So
I need you to Amber Rose this joint.
So now, slow clap. So now we have since we started this show, there are a couple of different questions that we have instilled that must be asked, which is, one, were you born a woman?
Were you born a male? Because in the insides, I feel like I was a woman.
Got it. Were you born a male?
Were you born a male?
And are you okay with me masturbating?
That is a good question. Hey, if you were to do, would you be okay with me masturbating and looking at women when you're not around?
Yes.
When you're not around, yes. Other women when you're not around. Because if it's you, if she's not okay with me masturbating, period, that's a super problem. Because you may not be wanting sex some nights. Like,
right.
And if you just and get in bed
fair.
Naked,
that's fair. That's fine.
But I want
to,
it.
I think you need to be equally like have an agreement. Like,
yeah.
Because there'd be times that I'm
yo, sleeping. I heard the bet. Yo,
I'm listening.
If I was
word,
she yeah. had everybody
so excited.
She had everybody, and she had everybody so excited. She was like, "Listen, when I'm with my man, my pussy is his. So whenever he fucking want it, he can have it. I don't care if I got a headache." I don't care if I fucking.
Good agreement.
But she said. Now on the other side, he needs to understand that dick is mine. So whenever I want it, I don't care how tired you are. I don't care if you're stressed, and if you can't get it up, like, cause she was like, and I'm understanding to that. I'm compassionate to that. You better get down on your knees and pray to this pussy. And I said, oh,
no problem with that either.
I said, shit. Like,
that's
and everybody,
a agreement.
And everybody, all the fellas was like,
yeah, right.
Slow clap.
Where, so, do I get a car wash with this contract?
Because I'm ready, to sign. Where I sign that, right here? Right.
Nigga. And I was like,
I need to put gas in it. right.
I said, so again, I think to that point, like, if that's how we going to move.
Right.
Hey, all right, cool. Like,
hey, man, we need to invest in Red Bull because I'm cool with it. Like, if I'm sleepy.
Right.
I'll be a friend. This, like, as I've gotten older, I'm like, yo, my vigor isn't the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's still higher than most of you niggas out there. Most of the motherfuckers sitting in here. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, talk your shit, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
talk, yeah. We've moved into our talk your shit segment.
Yeah, that's true.
Straight up. But,
I mean, it's not what it used to be. So
yeah.
I can, like, now, especially with that mental thing, if I'm upset, I don't want to fuck.
Yeah.
But in a lot of spaces now, what I'm learning is that when you have someone, a woman who is of some mental capacity to understand how intimacy works, that dialogue, that exchange will get them just as aroused as you just coming in the room and, you know, showing them your dick. You know what I mean? Like, because now they're in a place where it's kind of like, oh, this nigga trying to get inside my head,
yeah.
And I might let him inside my pussy.
They got to do that shit to us too, though, dog.
Of course. That's why you got to be careful out here.
I don't think they understand.
No,
that.
A
lot of women just think that we just want to go, oh, la-di-da-di-da, and just fuck. And it's just like, yeah, like you said, it might
la-di-da-di.
At certain stages, but when you start maturing and understanding yourself, it's kind of like, it's
or you start getting a lot of pussy too, because that's another thing. Like, like, I would find it hard to believe that Drake would get excited off of a bitch being naked.
So excited. I think if it's new. If the newness is what keeps you going.
But it's also the newness of the of that new of that, those new opportunities. Because I think if he, like, for me, it'd be like, and I can only speak for how I would, in my mind, in my imagination, right, how right, I'm processing. Mm-hmm. That first year of just chicks just being naked, and I'm talking about the baddest of the baddest, nastiest, like, showing up in my room, we on tour every night, mm-hmm. and it's 10 of them, and I can fuck all 10. They all down. Like, or I can, it's 20, yeah, and I'll be like, old. Right? But again, yeah. after 10 years, you probably be like, nigga, like.
Yeah, and I would need somebody to start.
Yo,
start
filter.
Getting,
yeah. Yo, filter, my nigga.
We need to get some sort of advanced level. Because right. everybody's bad. Like,
at
so
that
I
point,
need
screening.
You to, yeah, I need you mentally to, you know, I need you to, you know, sharpen this up here with a different way. So yeah, that's cool that you can do that with yeah. no hands. I know what I asked you earlier.
Right.
But this is the advanced stage, so now we're gonna have to, like, foreplay.
Hey, can you order? I'm hungry. You hungry? Can you order something off the menu mm-hmm. for take for room mm-hmm. service?
Yeah.
I can't read.
I'm like, you know, bitch, get out. I got you know
next,
I got somebody for you.
About, this,
just send me. You know, what I'm saying? I got somebody for you. I got somebody. For you. Jerome, it's Tyrone.
Hey, come on in here.
Let me call Tyrone.
About cun. Concession?
No, she. I want a Kawan chicken sandwich. You mean Cajun, bitch?
Right. Who the fuck is Kawan? Does he know James?
Does he know James? Kawan. Hey, I had a friend named Juan.
Right.
What?
Kawan chicken sandwich.
Kawan? That was a comedian. That's not my joke. Okay. Either,
I wonder. Do they frequent the hotel often?
That's what
they
do.
And if you look at the menu, you be like.
This nigga work here. Nigga got his name. I'm gonna call him. Hang on a second. Let me text him. Wait, real quick.
What? He working?
Send it. Just go out and send in the next.
Send
in.
Send in the next one. The but
trippy,
that's.
The
are you gonna
shit
call
is,
me? Yeah.
Right. If he show up to with room
I'll
service and it's Kawan.
I guess a bitch.
Hey Kawan, you ordered room service.
Did you watch? Now You See Me? The movie about the magician.
Yeah, that's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where he was like, she was like, but she don't have my number. He was like, I'm a magician. I figured out, right? Like, that's what it was. I guess it. Like, because, but that's what I'm saying is after you get to that point, like, you know, one of the junk food indulgence that I've watched is fucking Growing Up Hip Hop, right?
Okay.
And watching Shad. I ain't calling nobody Lil anything. But watching Shad,
you could just say Bow Wow.
Okay, yeah, Bow Wow. There you go. Forget yeah. Bow Wow and fucking Angela Simmons. Like Bow Wow is no shade, but is a corny nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got a
on
lot of
screen.
Corny
he seems like a corny
yes, cool.
Dude.
Yeah,
he's, yes, right.
Like when you first saw Ray J.
Yes,
yeah.
And Ray J.
We don't
Ray
really
J's.
Know them personally. We just their perception is
on
like,
screen.
Yes, on yeah. and on that screen right. especially because yeah, yeah, yeah. Ray J. Actually in interviews, I'd be like, oh, that's a cool
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, cool nigga.
And I think that Bow Wow would be
it took
a cool
a while.
Nigga.
Right.
Yes. So, but I see that, again, Bow Wow pulled some.
I saw Bow Wow driving before he was even 16. I was like, this nigga got an S. I was going right up here. And I was like, who is this nigga got the top down chick sitting on the back of the motherfucking shit on 85?
Nigga.
And I'm like, who the fuck is?
Oh, that's
fucking Bow Wow.
That's fucking Lil. At the time.
Nigga had two bad bitches.
And so I'm saying like.
At 15, 16.
Oh, Bow Wow, he got it. He on the sniper list.
He oh, did. He's definitely on the sniper. He got all your favorites before they were your favorites. Look at Angela.
I think Angela who?
Simmons.
Angela Simmons.
Oh, he was with Angela Simmons?
Yeah.
No, but now that's the narrative, again, that reality is pushing. Okay. But he seems genuinely, like, really. Because he's like, listen, I've never had anybody like Angela. Like, she's comes from a good family.
Yeah, Aisha Diaz, man.
But again, he had all the bad. But that's what I'm saying. That's when that shit gets old. It's just like with Ludacris. Ludacris married a fucking doc. She bad. She beautiful.
Is
like
Aiko? Is her name?
No,
Emiko.
Exudi.
Who cares?
But
she got a bad boat. No,
but
she's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
So he
doctor.
Was like
she bad. Though.
But he was like by at that, you know, again at that time when he got married because he's been married almost 7 years now.
Yeah,
like. That motherfucker was at the top of his game. Fast and Furious was out. Like, this nigga was a legit movie star.
Unfortunately, Fast and Furious is still out, so
yes.
Let's just be honest.
Right? But
residuals.
But
not just that. They coming out with Fast Nine.
Yeah, they are.
But
boo.
You gonna go see it though?
No, I'm not.
You gonna watch it on Netflix?
Nah, after the fucking car jump from one skyscraper to the next,
it was done.
You know what? I can't watch this shit no more.
A $2 million car, for that matter.
It was something ridiculous. I can't watch this shit no more. And it did, like, you made it, like, for real? There's no beams? Like, this is what we're doing?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I've watched some wild shit.
And it's like, yeah, it's good. This is not talking about porn.
You know, like,
I was out on 7 when motherfuckers jumped on that that rig, and, like, the shit blew up, but, like, motherfucking Vin Diesel saves fucking old girl, and it's like... Oh, that really happened? That's how y'all live?
That's what we doing.
It's not.
I don't think that's the probability.
Yeah. So we just gonna ride this airport out.
It's not real.
It's the longest airplane ride.
Ever.
Nigga, so, this shit is 16.
I've been on the plane
miles.
2 days.
Right. Y'all still ain't taking off yet.
Yeah, exactly. But that's my whole point.
That's enough debunking. Like,
but that's my whole point is again, after a certain time, you kind of just get... You get tired of the bullshit. Like, and that's one of the reasons why people will say here in Atlanta, like, nigga, how are you complaining about Atlanta? Like, man, it's so many bad bitches.
So many knuckleheads too, though.
And I'm like, bro, it's fun when you fucking. Yeah, it's fun to fuck.
If you
here.
Just fucking catch and release.
But when you actually trying to hard hat, you trying to build with somebody.
Yes.
Like, and I gotta see, cause I just told a chick this today. I said, here's what happens for most dudes. Most dudes are just on the fun fucking. I said, but then you have to assess, am I attracted to this chick or is she just attractive? Because, again, I recognize that she's pretty to everybody else.
Say that one more time, clearly.
I recognize that she is attractive in the social space, like mad niggas want her, and therefore, competitively, I want her. But am I attracted, ED, to this young lady? Do I genuinely find her attractive?
Like, can I move forward with you? Yeah, am I attracted enough? Not just do I want to fuck you, but right. Do I want to build something with
am
you?
Am I interested?
Do I want to do this?
Because then what happens is we forget that a lot of chicks are made up. So the chick that I was conversing with, still beautiful young lady, is my homie. But like I saw when I first met her, she was made up.
Yeah.
And so when I saw her naturally, I was like, oh, you're still beautiful. Right. Yeah, you're still a beautiful chick. But you do look different.
Yeah, change the
right?
way you look. Yeah.
And so. So then you have that moment. And I said, then what happens for a lot of dudes is you go into, are we balanced? So where I'm weak, do you have proficiency and strength and vice versa?
Where's
a good bit? Are we both spenders and neither one of us is savers, right?
I just need to be able to build with, I need to be able to talk to you and handle issues. If we can handle issues, we can handle all issues.
Right. But can we, so even in that space of balance, can we talk? Like, are we bound? Is this a balanced conversation? Are you just always listening, quote unquote? But I never know what you're thinking.
Yeah, you just wait. Yeah, you can, don't even talk. Yeah, can we? That's
what reminds me. For a minute,
that's what, young Tevin Campbell.
Nick, what?
You remind me of young Tevin Campbell, man.
I don't know about that. I'll take it as a compliment.
I don't think it was an insult.
Nah. No, I know it's a compliment, but
if Tevin was straight, he'd have got a lot of ass.
Yeah.
So you know what this has been all about?
Wait, so excited!
We're not gonna do that. But then you also have to have connectivity, and you also have to have intimacy, and that's where again we're balanced, and now we can connect. This is the person not only that I can talk to, but I want to talk to, like just on some bullshit where we can talk shit to each other, kick it, and just
right SD card, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we going hard.
We did the thing that we did that
oh,
one time.
Oh yeah, we good. Yeah. So I thought we was hitting like the records. I was about to say
nah, not even.
I was like, it didn't feel like it.
No. We'll have amen moments in a moment.
But but trying to get me off, nigga.
I'm trying to get you paused.
Come and wrap this shit the fuck up, man.
The music come on. Let me get the fuck off the stage. I'm your conscience. So, like,
so it's either between who the fuck is James, or who is James, or I'm your conscience.
Right,
I'm your conscience.
This is your conscience speaking.
I'm your conscience. So that's what I'm saying. When I'm trying to fuck, it's easy, and that's why it's funny to me. Like when I step out, when I am dealing with somebody, Like, it's easy for me to be stepping out and talking to some chick, flirting, quote unquote, with her, and then she'd be like, "You want to exchange numbers?" Oh no, I was cool. Like, yeah, this is just a fun conversation. Like,
yeah, I won't go that far. But I mean, I will now, being in a relationship, that's different.
Yeah.
Because she may listen to the show.
Nah, never
just,
do that.
Just
never.
Joking. Not even if she doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah. But, yeah, because some of our homegirls be like,
no
girl,
smoke.
Right?
You heard what he said.
It was jokes.
Ha ha he he.
But no, but like, that's what my homie who's married, he was like, listen, I'm a flirt. I know that I flirt. I know that about myself. He said, that shit was violent.
It's probably hurt.
And then, that's the, and closing then the door on that relationship.
Close the door.
Right.
<First time.
laughs> But he was like, so we'll go. We would hang out prior to being outside. Till when we couldn't go outside.
Right.
And he would be out at a spot, and he's just a naturally giving person. So he buy drinks for like when we go frequent this bar or whatever. He just buy drinks for the bar. Male, female, didn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But again, that is attractive to women. Mm-hmm. White, black, it doesn't matter. Like, right? So, and he's a personable dude. He's a well-dressed dude. So,
is this a seven-figure nigga?
Not seven, but he has a consistent six-figure salary. Okay. Mid to high six-figure salary, right? So, when he talked to women, he would flirt. And he may even exchange information. But he would be like, listen, I'm never going to call this young lady. Like, I'll take her number. I'm never going to call her. She will be in my phone. And if we see each other out again, he has a photographic memory. So he'd be like, I can say, hey, such and such. He says, so my flirting is, he's the one who gave me kind of the rule. Like, yo, just stay 2 feet away from the edge. Don't ever find yourself at the edge looking over because you can fuck around and fall. Mm-hmm. Like, unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And so anytime he finds himself in those situations where he's getting close to the edge, he'll either eject or he'll literally like just remove himself from the situation. Like, he'll leave. Yo, I gotta go. And so I think that, again, to Tone's point,
you got the time? I gotta go. wait. She looked down at her phone. This nigga done walked off.
You know, like, you know what time it is? It's time to go. But that's the thing is having that conversation, just even him having that awareness to that point. Will I ever look at another woman? Yes. Like, right? Would I probably jerk off to another woman? Yeah. Like, That's the reality of it. But am I committed to you? Yes. And are we going to, if I start to dislike you or to not care about you, and not want to be with you, then it becomes a question of do I care about myself enough to exit that relationship? Because again, if I don't respect you, then I don't want to fuck you. Again, if that's his perspective.
Yeah.
So now we're not having sex. I don't emotionally feel connected with you or want to engage with you. Why the fuck am I here? I'm going to cheat. So it's better for me to just get out.
Yeah, relationship.
Yeah, I think taking a page out of Tony's playbook, you know, your commitment is
out of the book? What was the name of that book?
Kings, Queens, and Stable Boys, Why Men Cheat, A Guide to a Better Relationship, found on Amazon.
Drop.
Thanks, guys. We probably should record that and just hit a button every time.
I'm not doing it.
But
I'll
to
do
my,
it for your book.
Right. Ha ha. See what I did there?
Right, right.
How to intimately align your image and your identity so that it always leaves a lasting impact. Available on Amazon right now.
Available on Amazon as well.
All right. See, y'all doing the commercials at the end of the show. Good. Great.
Sure.
So, to the point I was trying to make, taking a page out of Tony's playbook is just being intentional with your commitment. And at the end of it, it's full circle. Whether you are engaging with someone because you're in a relationship or it's a platonic relationship or you hate them or despise them, you have to be committed to yourself enough to know what I want and what I do not want. Just as extreme as when you're in a committed relationship, because that commitment is now your bond. You're now saying, I'm committed to this person.
Yeah.
And out of these guidelines, we're not going to stray outside of that.
But you have to set up guidelines?
You have to set up guidelines. Okay. You have to set up your contract with the person that you're committed to.
And with yourself.
and with yourself. Because if you don't, then there's room for loopholes. There's room for being 2 feet from the edge and falling. There's room where you're going to run into the right young lady. You're going to be flirting, having conversations. She's going to politely lean over and whisper in your ear, fuck me in the car. What are you going to do?
Shit.
But you're in a committed relationship.
Fuck me in the bathroom. We ain't got to get to the car.
See what
and we come right, and we
it's
come
warmer over here.
Yeah, it's warm right in here.
But we come right back to the party.
It's the whole point of just being in those spaces and saying, "This is what I'm committed to. Yep. I'm not going to deviate from this." Women, yes, men do this. They do this.
Oh, women it's do not, it too, bro.
And women do it too.
Just out of experience.
It's not far fetched to imagine people doing what we're speaking about. So, yeah, man. Like, if I hate you, I'm probably not going to have sex with you. If I don't like you, I may consider it, but I'm probably not going to have sex with you. But if I'm fucking with you, I'm fucking with you.
I understand it.
So
I think it's, again, teeter-tottering for me. I've been in both places.
Yeah.
I think it's about where the mind is, but I think at the stage I'm in life now, if I were going to have sex with a chick, I prefer to like her.
Yeah.
And if I don't, like, sort of like on Michael Landry, looking for, this is not going down. Why am I with you? Because, I mean, eventually I'm going to want to be with you. Yeah, I'm going to want to be with you sexually. So how about not?
Right.
You know, so, like, let's just stop here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not feeling you.
Yeah.
That's just a smarter way to do it. And also, like, you know, yeah, be that committed. Is, yeah.
Also, women, that does not constitute us being pussy or gay, because when you get in your feelings, you like to use that argument.
No, I don't think I had a few women talk to me once and say, if you don't open up, that's pussy.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's good. I'm just glad. I wanted to be understanding.
I think, and I think Wayne was talking about if they get rejected.
Yeah, if they get rejected. Start,
oh, so you must be gay.
Right.
Or okay.
You know what? Yeah, yes, I'm gay. Yeah, I'm gay. Yeah.
You're not gay.
Yeah, he is gay.
I have a cousin. My brother's gay. He's but, gay. You just don't movie. Want this pussy.
But
pussy.
No, but I mean, it's you know, I agree, but I think a lot of women should have conversations with their male friends, boyfriends, or whatever, and find
counterparts,
and then find out, even older or younger, just find out where people are in stages of their life.
Yeah.
What do they think about men who need mental stimulation in order to be with someone sexually?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So I think that's a good conversation to have, and I may have that. May bring that up to my lady friends, man.
There you go. To your see lady what they friends.
Because I think a lot of them were shocked to hear that. Like, whoa, I've never heard a man talk like this. Like, yeah. Really? Like, what kind of man you hanging out with? And but anyway.
What's wrong with your phone? You could just go to the Instagram of the All Man Podcast, tap right into our link tree. Yeah. We're on all the DSPs, or send us an email at allmanpodcast.com. allmanpodcast@gmail.com.
We might need to make a .com, though. That's what we're
probably
saying.
Probably do.
Yeah.
This has been the All Man Podcast. I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. We out.
This bitch.
Yep.